Welcome to The Challenge, where we'll discuss the challenges that life gives us. Challenges from the perspective of people with disabilities, and challenges from those who encounter a disabled person in any walk of life. If you have comments about the show or would like to be a guest, call a listener feedback line at 206-333-0257. That's 206-333-0257. Or send email to challenge8255@gmail.com. And now your host, Steve Bauer.
Well, this is program number one. I'm Steve Bauer, and welcome into our show. Over the next half hour, we're going to talk about this new program here on ACB Radio Mainstream and what it's about and how you can participate and what we hope to accomplish on this new program called The Challenge. And being on once a week, we're going to take a half hour to talk to some very interesting people. At least, I think that they are very interesting people. Whom might we be talking to? We're going to talk to a blind man who has been in radio for 26 years and left the field and changed careers completely. We'll talk with a paratransit driver. We'll talk to a couple of different people who are wheelchair users and talk to them about their disability and how they deal with things. And, well, the list just sort of will go from there. The main focus of the show is to take the time to just to talk to people who have a disability of any kind and to find out how they deal with those challenges that we face on a daily basis. But we'll also talk to people from time to time who come into contact with persons who have disabilities. And like I said, the paratransit van driver is one such example. We have several ways that you can participate in the show. We have a comment line. We'll give this information two or three times throughout this particular show so you can get it down. Our comment line is available 24/7, and that is where you can call and leave comments about the show. If you want to be a guest, you can call and leave a message there and just maybe give your comments or feelings about the topic that we discuss on a particular show. And the number is 206-333-0257. Again, it's 206-333-0257. And that number is available 24/7. Now, if you just want to send me an email message, here's the address. challenge8255@gmail.com. Again, it's challenge8255@gmail.com. And then thirdly, we have a list, a Google Groups list. That's easy for me to say, Google Groups list, yes. And that is where we will send out messages about the program and our guests and get feedback from people. And here is how you subscribe. You send a blank email message to this address, challenge8255-subscribe@googlegroups.com. That's challenge8255-subscribe@googlegroups.com. So there you go. You can call on the phone, you can send me an email, or you can subscribe to the list and get messages that way. So we kind of make it easy for you to do that. Our show will be on each week here on Mainstream, and we'll be on Universal Time, that is Sunday at 3 hours Universal. Translating that out to American time, it's Saturday evening, and that makes 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, when the clocks change, then it'll be about an hour different. So we hope you'll be able to join us each week as we talk about different things. And then, of course, the show will repeat from that original airing time throughout the day on Sunday. So be sure to tell all your friends about the new show called The Challenge here on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the past 6 years plus, I have done shows on ACB Radio Interactive. I've done a jazz show. That's been my main show. On and off, did a country show for a while and filled in on other shows as well. So we've been around ACB Radio, but have never really hosted a program here on Mainstream until now. I myself am blind. I had low vision when I was younger, in fact, until I was in college. And then things just kind of went south and everything went away. So I had to face the challenge of going from a low vision person to a person with no vision. And that was quite an adjustment. And I still think today, and that was, what, 30 years ago, something like that. But I still think that one of the big things that I really miss the most is being able to see daylight and darkness and know when the sun is out and that type of thing. You wake up in the middle of the night or maybe on a weekend if you're lucky enough to sleep in, a sighted person would wake and crack their eyeballs open and know that the sun was up and, well, give them some clue. But no, I don't have that luxury. I have to look at the clock. So where are we going with the show? Today, like I said, we're just sort of talking about the show. Next week, I can tell you that my guest will be Steve Bauer of California. Yes, there's another one of me out there. Oh, and we have so many things in common. We met several years ago. I think it was in 1990 out at the ACB National Convention in Denver. And we realized then we had so many things in common. We both have our ham radio license. We both are in radio. And we're not that far apart in age. And, well, it's just really kind of weird. But Steve Bauer of California will be my guest next week. And we will talk to him about his career in radio and the change that he made in his career recently and what's going on there. So we've got many interesting people lined up. Again, if you would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email message, challenge8255@gmail.com. So what are some of the challenges that I have faced over the years and maybe even am facing today? As a low vision child, I was in what they called a sight-saving class. And that's where they had a little large print books and special magnifiers and bright lights and all kinds of things. But my teacher, who was very, very, very wise, realized that I was spending more time trying to read and keep up than I was in learning. And that's when she recommended to my parents that I be taught Braille. So in the second grade, that happened. I learned Braille, and starting in the third grade, I used Braille for my schoolwork. Third grade was the year from hell. Oh, my goodness. So I'm fighting Braille, trying to learn, trying to keep up, and the teacher that I had was, well, somewhat strict and rigid, and, well, it was not a good year. In the summer between my fourth and fifth grade, my mom thought it would be a good idea for me to learn to type. Because writing out papers, even though I could see to do it, was very, very stressful. So she got a book, and this teacher who so wisely encouraged me to learn Braille had a unique book too. And so between both of them, I learned to type, use an old Underwood manual typewriter that my aunt loaned me. And it was really kind of cool because as I became better at typing, I was able to turn my papers in. Instead of turning the Braille paper in and having the Braille resource teacher write out what it said so the teacher could grade it, I was able to type my own paper and turn it in. And the teachers, especially as I got into junior high, or I guess they call it middle school now, as I got into 7th, 8th, and 9th grades and was able to continue typing papers, they really liked that because they could read it and they didn't have to worry about crummy handwriting. So learning to type was something that removed a lot of the challenges for me. It made turning in papers much easier. And so I still use typing today, and it's a good thing. As I moved into college, that in itself had some disappointments. Of course, back in the mid-70s, the ADA wasn't around, and oftentimes students with disabilities were given the course of least resistance, and that's kind of what happened to me. Wanted to get a degree in business administration, and I started working on that, but they said, well, you have to go to these math classes, and you can't see the board, the chalkboard, and so it's not going to work. And so after a semester, they basically said, you can't get a degree in business administration. So I thought, okay, fine. I enjoyed writing, so I went over to the journalism department, went to the head man and said, okay, here's the deal, here's what they did to me. And he went over some of the requirements. And when he got to photojournalism, we both kind of laughed. And he said, well, that might be a little hard. And I said, well, they probably would never, ever print any pictures I would take because they probably wouldn't come out. And he says, well, don't worry about it. We'll stick something else in there. So after about a year, let's see, year and a half, so make three semesters, he retired. The new dude in charge of the journalism department said, no, you've got to take photojournalism and you've got to do this. We can't make any exceptions. So here I am back at square one. And, of course, I had been taking some speech classes with radio TV as kind of the core of those. So I traced over to the radio station and tell them my story of woe, and we worked everything out, and so I did. I got my degree in speech with radio TV as the main emphasis area. Not what I had really intended, and it's so difficult to keep my composure when the Alumni Association has these volunteers call you and want money from the university, money for the university from you. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute. The university did almost everything they could to get rid of me and not let me get the degree I wanted. And then these guys want me to give them money now? I don't think so. At least in my book, it doesn't work that way. While I was going to college and working for the campus radio station doing the college radio thing, I wound up interviewing for a job. There was a little AM station here in town, and I'm out of Wichita, Kansas. And they were basically simulcasting their FM station, which was a top 40, and they decided to break the AM away and do country on it. And I went to the interview and did the job interview thing. And I remember so clearly the manager was the one who interviewed me. I had worked on a tape of some of my show that I had done at the university, and it ran about 15 minutes, and he put it on the tape recorder there in the production room that we were in, and he turned up the speakers probably a little louder than they needed to be, and he played it for about a minute, and then he hit the rewind button, and I thought, uh-oh, I'm out of here. But I wasn't out of there. He went ahead and hired me, and later on I asked him about the fact that he didn't listen to the whole thing. And he said, I know you know how to run the equipment. I just want to hear what your voice sounded like. That's all I needed to hear. And I have remembered that even to today. When I do auditions for different things, my auditions are never over 90 seconds because it's just not going to work. The guy who is listening to it, or the gal, is going to know right away whether you are going to work. And they don't need more than about 60 to 90 seconds. So that was the story there. This gentleman knew about my visual impairment before the interview, but that did not seem to bother him. And that's always an interesting topic. Should you tell somebody that you are visually impaired before you actually go for the interview? And somebody's going to say yes, and somebody's going to say no, and somebody says, shock them when you walk in a door, and I feel this way. And I know that some people are probably going to disagree with me, but it's the way I feel. When you're interviewing for a job, I don't care if you have a 4.9 grade point average. I don't care if you have every single qualification required for the job. If you don't have somebody to open that door for you, to make that first path, you're never going to get in. And that's what you need to do. You need to get the door opened by somebody that's in there, and that person is going to break the news to the HR guy that this guy is blind or whatever the case may be. Now, I know people are going to disagree with me on that, but I really think it's true, because that's how I got a job after I got out of radio. After the little country music station kind of went down the tubes because management did some dumb things, and we're not going to waste time on this show talking about that. But I sat down after I got over a week or two of depression of being unemployed, and I went through my address book, and I wrote down the name and phone number of everybody in that book that was employed. Either they owned a company or they worked for somebody that I knew about, and I started calling them. And I called one particular gentleman who I'd never met before, and he said, send me a resume, which at that point didn't have much on it, but I did, and wound up being called in for an interview, and then went down and met him for the first time, actually, as we had just talked on the ham radio before. And he was, at that time, the president and chairman of the board of a bank, and he's still there, although he's quite elderly now, and I'm still there after 30 years, so what can I say? So the debate could go either way on whether you tell people what is going on or not. I'm Steve Bauer. You're listening to The Challenge, and today we're sort of laying the groundwork, the framework for this new show here on ACB Radio Mainstream. It's program number one.
You're listening to The Challenge. To receive email updates about the show and our guests, you're invited to join our mailing list. Simply send a blank message to challenge 8255-subscribe at googlegroups.com. That's challenge 8255-subscribe at googlegroups.com. Once again, your host, Steve Bauer.
Well, our show is going to be airing each week on Sunday at 3 hours Universal. That's Saturday evening, 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the mountains, and 7 p.m. out west, and it will repeat throughout the day on Sunday. Now, I'm going to also work to get archives of the show available in case you miss it. And if everything goes right, then we'll also have it available on my webpage, which is www.jazznotes.net. That's JAZZNOTES.net. So you can check it out there as well. You know, one of the interesting things about a person with a disability is the challenge to make friends at the workplace. I put people in three categories. Group A are the standoffs that never accept you. They'll do everything they can to avoid you. One such person one day, I just won't forget this. This was probably 15 years ago, maybe longer. And I had been working late that particular day and decided to make a quick run down the hall to the little boys' room. So I come out of where my office is, and I'm walking down the hall, and I suddenly hear somebody in front of me. All of a sudden, there's this shuffling of feet, just rapid, rapid movement of feet. And then this person fell down. It was the person that avoided me all the time, one of these Group A type people. Now, if he just would have said, hey, what's going on, or hi there, or I'm going on your left, or whatever the case may be, then there would have been no problem. But instead, he tries to do a dance, and he falls down to avoid talking to me. The B group people are those that kind of, well, they sit back and wait, and they observe. And then they realize that you're not a Martian, and your blindness is not contagious, and they come around, and they're okay, and they're there to help you out. Group C, they immediately accept you. There's no problem at all. They're right there. They're your friends. So I always put people in those three groups, and it's interesting to see how they all come together. Feedback about the show. I want to talk about that for just a moment. because your feedback will be part of the show. Again, we gave the email address of challenge8255@gmail.com. The feedback line is 206-333-0257. That's 206-333-0257. And if you call the feedback line, then we'll be able to use that here in the show. And one of the other things that I want to do is, after the show has been on a few weeks, we're going to schedule a time over in one of the Our Place chat rooms and invite you to come in, and we can talk about some of the challenges that you face in your life and how you deal with them. I always find riding in elevators to be a challenge. Where I work, I ride three different sets of elevators. And, oh, how interesting it is. There are so many stories I could probably tell about elevator riding. But probably the most embarrassing ones, well, they're not really embarrassing, but yet they are, is you are in an elevator and the door opens and somebody walks in, and this has actually happened to me. This girl walked into the elevator and she said, "Hi, hey, how's it going?" And so I said, "Well, not too bad. How about you?" And all of a sudden I realized she wasn't even talking to me. She was on her friggin' cell phone. So it's always embarrassing, but that happened. And it's also amazing when you get into an elevator how people, if they're already in the elevator, and say there's just one person, they won't say anything. And then you may bump into them, as if you're supposed to know that they're there. Or you're on the elevator, and it gets to the floor you want to get out on. Let's say you're the only person in the elevator, and the thing stops, and the doors open, and you start to step out, and somebody just plows right into you. "Oh, I didn't look where I was going." And what I want to say so bad is, okay, if you're not going to use those eyeballs that are stuck in your face that work, give them to me. I'll use them. The other day I got on this one particular elevator, and it's kind of a freight or service elevator, so it's only used by employees. And on the third floor, which of the building which I'm in, outside of this elevator is this air circulation deal, and it's noisy. I mean, it masks every bit of audible input you would get from people around you. So I'm standing there. The door opens, and I step into the elevator, and I reach over and I push the button to go down to the basement, and the doors close. And then I just kind of step over to the side of the elevator, and I almost knocked this girl over. She's a little tiny girl, didn't weigh hardly anything, so the elevator didn't even move when she got on. And she didn't say a word. And because of all that fan noise, I didn't hear her. She was so embarrassed. Here again, if she just would have said hello, or "I need the basement also," or whatever, I would have known she was there. But why didn't she say something? Or the people that will open an interior door for you, say in a hallway, and not tell you they've opened it. Oh, I could probably go on and on and on about stuff like that, but the challenges of daily life, just making it through this crazy world and dealing with people, is absolutely amazing. I'm Steve Bauer, and you're listening to The Challenge. It's a brand new program here on ACB Radio Mainstream. This is program number one, and we're just sort of sitting back and talking about challenges that I have faced in my life and how I've dealt with some of them. Church is another interesting opportunity for challenges. You know, you would think that church is one of those places where you wouldn't have to have challenges and fight battles, but you do. But the one thing that drives me nuts. All right, now let's just assume you go to church once a week, and you don't always speak to the same people. And, of course, before church starts, everybody is, you know, gathering and maybe praying and being very quiet. People walk by you. "Hi, Steve, how are you doing?" And I don't have a clue who they are. So it's always interesting how people assume you're going to know who they are just by a voice. The people in any situation, if I don't know who they are, and say around the bank, I mean, we've got 1,200 employees. About 800 of them work, well, when you say that, about 500 work in the downtown campus where I am. And there's a lot of them who know who I am. And I really appreciate the ones that come by and say, hey, it's Debbie. Well, of course, I know there's several Debbies, but that sure gives me a lot of opportunity to narrow it down as to which Debbie it is. So even though in some cases I will recognize their voice, I do appreciate them telling me who they are. It does really mean a lot. Next week, my guest on the show is Steve Bauer from California, and that's going to work out to where Steve Bauer interviews Steve Bauer. But we'll talk to Steve about his radio career. He was in radio for 26 years, made a major career change, and we'll talk to him about that. He'll be our guest next week on program number 2. In the meantime, let me hear from you. We've made it through program number 1, which is quite an accomplishment, really. I didn't know what would actually happen. But I must tell you, before we wrap things up, that Phil Parr, the guy that hosts the Blind Handyman and Blind Like Me shows, kind of gave me the idea for this show. And he accused me of ripping off the idea, but yet I'm not really ripping off the idea. He interviews a lot of people on Blind Like Me, and I got the idea to do interviews with people, but to take it in a little bit of a different direction. And that's why we're kind of doing people with different disabilities and talking to people who come into contact with people who have disabilities in many different walks of life to cover all aspects of the challenges of making it through the day, no matter what the situation may be. So that'll pretty well do it for this week's show. If you want to check out my jazz show, there's a link to listen on Tuesday evening on my webpage at www.jazznotes.net. That's JAZZNOTES.net. Starts at 5 p.m. Well, the warm-up show starts 5 p.m. Central, 6 Eastern, 4 in the mountains, and 3 out west. The program is 3 hours, runs 6 until 9 p.m., and there's a link to listen right there on my webpage at jazznotes.net. Have a great week. I'll see you next weekend for another edition of The Challenge.
If you have comments about the show or would like to be a guest, call a listener feedback line at 206-333-0257. That's 206-333-0257. Or send email to challenge8255@gmail.com. To receive email alerts about the show each week, including information about our guests, send a blank message to challenge8255-subscribe@googlegroups.com. That's a blank message to challenge8255-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Thanks for listening. And stay strong when encountering the challenges of life. Please join us next week at the same time for another edition of The Challenge from ACB Radio Mainstream,